Going on. It's nice to hear it in English after having been in Peru. I'm going to read from Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with the pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers. I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not take my soul away along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on a level place. In the congregations, I shall bless the Lord.
Thank you. He is above all things. His love endures forever. Turn it into joy. God, we come to you with our prayers, with our petitions, with the things that are broken around us in this world. We turn to our prayer list, and there's many things here that we can pray for, and I'm just going to lift a few of them out. God, we pray for Ray Swiger. This is Melanie Bachman's grandfather who's needs your touch as his health continues to weaken. Just pray that you'd be with him, be with Melanie and Vicky and the Bachman family as they tend to him as he lives in their home. Just be with that household. We also pray for Harold Godshall, a former member of our church and a friend of many here. Just pray that you'd be with him in his battle with cancer. Pray for Kay Nixdorf as she's healing from knee surgery. Just be with Ray and her as they go through that. We also pray for Irene Dietz, a friend of Sandy Kissinger, who's been diagnosed with a pulmonary disorder, a breathing disorder. Just pray that you'd be with her as the doctors weigh options. And just be with her and pray that she would know your peace in this time. And God, we also thank you for the new life that springs forth in our church. Pray for Mary and myself as we are awaiting a baby very soon here in the next 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Just be with Mary and the baby. Be with all of those here, Alicia, Daniel De Leon, Ashley and Mike Redkay, Anne Marie and Aaron Walney, and Greg and Rosalie Pachiro. who are awaiting a baby. Just be with all of those listed there, that the mothers and children, that there would be health and life. And we just thank you for that new life, a statement that the world will go on. And God, we just pray for the greater world, pray for our country, as we've just gone through an election here and left many with many questions, and just pray that you'd be with us as we unify and come together as a country, that we would, in our hearts as believers, pray for our leaders, truly pray for wisdom and clarity, and we pray also for the greater world, pray for peace in the world. Pray for places in the world where there is no worship of Yahweh. And as it says in the Lord's Prayer, we pray that your kingdom would come to these places as it is in heaven. And I pray that it would come to each and every one of our hearts, in every heart in the world, that your kingdom would come and have rule and reign. And so, God, we lift these things to you, and we thank you that you are the giver of life, and we can trust these things into your hand. And know that we can trust you and that you will not let us down. And so with that, we pray all these things. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone. I'm going to get into the announcements here. Kids Choir is on the 18th of December. We're going to be having, on the 18th, and every Tuesday night, they're having practice from 6:30 to 7:30 here at the church. If you have any kids that you want to have be involved in that, bring them on out, and it sounds like things are going very well, and we're looking forward to that. The ladies and girls tea, or the ladies tea, December 10th, 1 to 3 p.m. downstairs in the Fellowship Hall on December 10th, says here in the announcement, please bring a cup of tea and a snack to share. I know there's a lot of little girls who are looking forward to that, and maybe some girls who aren't so little anymore, too. The men's breakfast, there will be no men's breakfast this Friday, November 25th. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Many people have the day off, so we're going to forego our meeting together that day. I'm going to go over the Advent schedule here also, and we will not be having, we're going to be having a Christmas Eve service and having no services on Christmas Day. What's that? Yes. I'm going to go down through the Christmas schedule here in the back of the bulletin. If you want to look on the back of the bulletin, it's all there, if I can keep mine in my hand. As Nancy said, next Sunday is the church decorating. The church work day is on Saturday the 3rd. Let's put that in your schedule. The Advent dinner, December 4th, we are going to be having a mystery dinner. A mystery dinner is in the works, and we will not be having the regular dinner theater as it has been known in the past, but some of our favorite characters may be appearing throughout the night. So there, it will be entertaining, so please come out for that. As I mentioned, the ladies' tea, and then on Sunday the 18th, the children's musical, we'll be having that during our service, our worship time. And then that evening, there will be caroling. Then Christmas Eve, the 24th, that will be at 7 o'clock. That will be our only Christmas service. So we're going to have a Christmas Eve service and then no service Sunday morning.
About the tea, we need to know how many people are coming because we're going to have a gift for each child and we're having door prizes for the older ladies. So we need to know how many children.
Okay, so they have to know a rough head count. So if you could let Nan or Sandy know, you want to know that. Should people report?
We can do a
tear-off
in the bulletin next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the week after, we can have a tear-off.
Yeah, maybe we can do a tear-off, sure. Yeah. Let's see here. So Sunday the 25th, there will be no services, as I said. And then December 31st, covered dish dinner and family night beginning at 6:30 p.m. And also New Year's Day, well, it's not the observed New Year's Day, but the first day in the new year, we'll have no Sunday school and a 10:15 praise and worship. Also, one last item. Am I missing anything there? Does anybody else have anything about the Advent calendar? If not, I also heard someone told me this morning that there's a birthday today. Betty Eshelman, this is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Betty. And at this time, Timothy's going to come up and give a report from his time in Peru and also a look at the upcoming Advent series that we'll be having.
Joanna, did you have anything you wanted to share from Peru? Yeah, we had a really neat time in Peru, and it's a really neat connection and an overlapping experience for Joanna and for me. We both, and numerous people here, have some connection, whether employment or family, to Lancaster County Christian School. And we took the senior class down to Pucallpa, Peru. They spent a day in Lima as well with Kids Alive International. So we've got our church relationship with both of those organizations, with Kids Alive and with the school, Lancaster County Christian School. And so to have the privilege to kind of be someone who has like hands and feet like in all different parts of this is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. So it was a great trip. Thank you for your prayers. It was of the few trips that I've led with the school, this is my fourth year with the senior class trip. This was the smoothest in terms of travel and the smoothest in terms of health. Normally, we have a few kids who get, decently sick, and they're out for a day or two. But for the most part, everyone was able to participate the entire time, and it was just a real blessing. We did everything that was on our schedule, which if you've ever traveled to a culture outside of the United States and outside of maybe Western Europe, schedules aren't as important. Which we could learn something from that as well. But to be able to do everything that we set out to do was really an impressive experience. And so we're very grateful. We know that that we owe God all the thanks for everything that went so well. Please pray for the seniors as they have returned, and for the chaperones, for everyone, but pray for them as they've returned, because now the challenge for them, I told them the other day that this is the hardest part, because now they come back and they have this experience and they have to figure out what to do with it. And it really becomes a matter of integrating it into their everyday lives. Because the emotions are there, right? The emotions are there because they were on this mountaintop experience, but now they're back here. And with the busyness of the holidays, just pray for God to give them wisdom as they make choices going forward. While we were there, just some personal notes. I had the privilege of preaching at Victoria Gracia, at the village named after Victoria Grace. So that was very special, very meaningful. Mark translated, so it was really neat to be able to do that with him as brothers, and as that story has impacted so many people here. So being able to preach there was great, very special. And then with the children's home, there's seven right now, Joanna, in the homes? I think there's, each house is, I think, is able to hold seven children. And Kids Alive, and this isn't just a politically correct thing, it's not a matter of terminology, they had an original vision years ago, a couple generations ago, actually, to have an orphanage. But what they've come to, where God has led them now is to have children's homes. not just an orphanage, but to actually have families living in these homes where these children are brought into these family units. And as you can imagine, you bring in seven children from different walks of life, from different stories of brokenness, and then you take parents and put them in the mix, and you try to have this family setting, it gets quite messy. And it's quite difficult, and there's a lot of pain and struggle. But the beauty and the grace is really amazing what God is doing. So they have one house that is built and full of children, and there's a family there. And in fact, a couple of the children, I believe, are supported by families here at our church, which was that is one of the more special things, to go down there and look at a child, look them in the face, and realize that they are there because of people here, you know, supporting. It's really neat. We had a student who had that opportunity. Her family's been supporting a child, and she got to meet that little girl. And so that was a highlight, just to witness that. But they have one house that is up and running. They have another house that is ready to go for more children. And then they're building a new house. If you remember when Mark and Kristen came last spring, they presented, you know, they reported on their mission work in Peru with Kids Alive. And when they had the one special event at Lancaster County Christian School, a man apparently approached them after the event, and he said, "I'd like to make that third house happen." And he said, "Tell me what you need." It was pretty amazing. So to see everything from, like, to see all stages, a house full of children experiencing God's love in a way that they never have before, a house that is waiting for children, and then a house that's literally being built. When we were there, there was a construction crew. I don't know if they knew what they were doing. They might. I would assume they know some about the ministry, but it was pretty neat. I was just thinking, you know, these guys laying up brick and pouring concrete, they don't realize maybe the eternal nature of what they're building. So really cool. Thank you guys for sending us. Thank you for praying for us. It was a real blessing. And as Joanna said, everyone sends their greetings. And I really like this. We're talking about the New Testament in Sunday school. You feel like you're part of the New Testament church. Because we go down and we visit the people who are on the field, and we come back, we bring reports, we bring greetings. We sometimes take physical things, like they say, "Hey, bring that book down that I forgot." You know, like Paul had his friends bring things when he was in different places. So it's we are part of the continuing story of Scripture, which is a really cool thing. It's the same God at work, so praise Him for that. changing gears a little bit. I'm going to be preaching an Advent series starting next Sunday, and it will go the 27th, is that right, Dad? The 27th, then December 4th, December 11th, and the 18th will be the kids' presentation, so we won't have a full-blown sermon at that point. The centerpiece will be the kids doing their thing, which will put to shame everything else we can come up with, no matter how it goes. And then Christmas Eve. So I'll have four parts to this. Christmas Eve will be the last part. It's probably going to be something titled along these lines, like songs and stories. Because what I'm planning to do is to talk about Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. Kind of the three, those are always the three key pieces, right, of the nativity. You can't really have a nativity, right? You think about the little nativities we set out on top of the pianos and stuff. You cannot have a nativity without Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So I'm going to talk about those three, and we're going to incorporate some music. I'll be singing and dancing. No, I'm just kidding. Do a little soft shoe number for you. No, but we're gonna have some music to lead us in some reflection, and it's going to be everything from some contemporary music that's been written in the past couple of years to some sacred music that I've stumbled upon that is just absolutely beautiful. So my prayer is that all of that will help us reflect and prepare for the coming of our Lord, which is what we want to do. So is there anything else? Okay. If nothing else, then please take a moment, greet one another, and kids, say hello, and then get ready for kids' church. Good morning.